your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm the guy on the other side of the couch. Time to start.
And together, we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Some time of two stars.
Not much, Matty Man.
How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. I feel kind of rested, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Kind of rested?
I took a nap.
Oh, okay. Well, how was it, a long nap?
Longer than I wanted.
Like hibernation? Like
borderline hibernation?
7 hours?
No, that's not. I would have fallen asleep at that point. It was like 3 hours.
Oh, those are the best. It's either like a nice long, like 3 hour nap, or like a 15 minute nap.
Yeah,
hyper power nap.
All right, everybody.
Hyperbolic time nap.
We are here today. We also have Leviticus with us.
I feel like Malcolm in the Middle.
You were
well.
Malcolm,
you're not the boss of me now.
No.
And you're not.
He's, we're sitting on a couch, and Leviticus is in the middle of us.
I like to be all snuggly buggly.
Deep fried geek sandwich.
Like a man sleeping bag.
Sure.
What's a man?
I don't know.
Let's not talk about it.
I don't think we want to know about your man sleeping bag.
Let's not Urban Dictionary man sleeping bag. No. Dangerous things pop up when you go to Urban Dictionary.
Oh my gosh. I think. When you said dangerous things pop up.
Oh, boy.
You're in Urban Dictionary.
Definitely a lot of dangerous things. Don't click on any pictures of things that pop up.
Oh, my God.
Quote,
gosh.
Unquote.
That's a horrible way to start.
Parental guidance advised.
Yeah, right?
Too late. We're too late.
Last week's episode was PG-13, too, because we were talking about...
feces.
Feces, but then we're talking about putting Mother Teresa in her mouth and stuff.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know how that happened.
Should I have been glad to not be there?
It was pretty hardcore. How are you, Leviticus?
I am okay. I feel like I haven't been here in like 20 million years.
Ages.
It, like
it does feel like
forever
since
I've been
the
on
second
the
age of regular Earth.
What's it been really, like two podcasts?
Yeah. Well, we missed you, and I think everybody else
That's
missed
almost
you
a
also.
Month.
I know, it was
really?
Too long.
That's crazy.
Yeah?
I mean, you saw Batman v Supes.
I wasn't.
He wasn't there for the review with us.
No. Well, I mean, you saw it with us.
But he wasn't. He hasn't done
two
a
weeks
podcast.
Ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
not since I've seen you.
Anything new since we've talked to you last?
Whoa,
you got a haircut.
Whoa.
You're knee deep in Daredevil, right?
Yeah, I'm just taking my time.
Wading through the waters.
Yeah.
I'm finished.
That's
the avocados at law. That is.
It's good, man.
I love that. I want to get the shirt that says that Nelson and Murdoch avocados. At
yes,
law.
I would
be
like
awesome.
To have one of those shirts
yeah.
too.
I think it's awesome. I love it.
It's crazy,
I think
bro.
It's great. I'm in every episode. I love it.
John Bernthal is everything we thought he would be.
Oh yeah, definitely, and more.
He only gets better too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super good.
By the end of the season, you get really hyped for it.
Yeah. So, food glorious food time at two stars.
Yum, 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 yum. Let's talk about some food.
I thought today we would have a brain freeze of sorts.
A brain freeze? Would you break that down for us?
Whoa. Slurpees?
No.
Oh, man.
Ice cream!
Oh, that's even better!
Yes! Everybody loves putting cold ice cream in their mouth.
It's
cold.
Frosty.
And soft,
and fluffy,
and wet, and fluffy.
You know what's even better?
Creamy.
Ice cream balls.
Oh, yeah. Like the ones you can, the crunch balls that you can
yeah.
get.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The
those are good.
Those
love
are
putting
so good.
Those in my mouth.
Or different. Just biting into it and have it shooting out.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's really good? Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots is pretty good. I like going to theme parks and getting Dippin' Dots. They're super expensive.
They are.
But what's your favorite kind of Dippin' Dot?
The banana split ones.
Oh my gosh! I was gonna say that
I don't know
too.
How they do it, but it's like voodoo, but it's amazing.
The banana split one's good. Have you had Dippin' Dots?
Do you like putting all those little balls in your mouth?
I don't know what's going on tonight.
Maybe we should just start over.
we took it to a whole nother level.
It's alright.
No, but I have had Dippin' Dots. Love them. Amazing.
The strawberry one. Oh, yeah. Chocolate one. Yeah.
It's from the future.
They're really good.
That's like their tagline, isn't it?
I don't know.
Ice cream from the future or something like that.
It could be, but it's just crazy.
Because you would think that it would just be little tiny balls that you'd feel in your mouth, but really, it turns into ice cream when you put it in your
it
mouth.
It does. Yeah, it takes a second. I think at first it's you feel the balls, and then, but then they get soft. It turns into regular ice cream, and it's not little balls anymore.
Ugh. And it gets all melty, it turns into a giant pile.
They're so expensive, though.
They are. I mean, I literally go with an allowance to Disneyland, and I end up with no allowance.
one little large
That's it. That's all I get. I don't get anything else.
I didn't buy.
I really want that freaking fried turkey leg, but I want a Dippin' Dots instead.
I went to the Dippin' Dots booth first. Ran out of money.
Why doesn't anywhere else sell that?
Sunsplash used to sell Dippin'
Dots. Why not?
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think there's popular.
Why
not? I have to keep it at certain temperatures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think people are into it like they used to be.
Not anymore, yeah. So Leviticus and I are both kind of lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Which is why I wonder why you chose ice cream, but alright.
Because I still love ice cream.
Oh, me too.
I haven't always been lactose intolerant. It's a new development, about 3 years old. And I wish that's all it was. If that's all it was, like, I'd
just deal with it. Just...
Yeah. But
what's funny, though, is it's not every time for me.
No.
I can eat a giant, large vanilla ice cream cone and still
it'll be okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
And then I could go and eat a bowl of cereal.
I think it depends on, like, certain ice creams don't have as much dairy in it.
Yeah. You think it's, like, the percentage of milk, maybe?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like extra fatty milk.
But we still love ice cream. What makes ice cream so good, do you guys think? Like, why is it so popular?
The ice cream part of it?
The ice cream. Well, there's the ice, and then there's the cream.
I thought you were going to say that like Christopher Walken.
You see, you take the ice,
and you cream it.
I think it's the... this sugary cold treat. It's like
milky,
just beautiful when it's in your mouth.
Yeah, just because it's so soft and sweet.
Yeah, it's something easy to eat.
Chocolatey or strawberry or vanilla or minty.
I
or
can't remember the last time I've gotten a brain freeze from ice cream, though. It's always been something else,
like a Slurpee or
something. I think like a milkshake.
Even then, I don't think... It's been a long time since...
You gotta get it and put it, like, on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
If you're eating and you get it on the roof of your mouth...
They say when you get one, if you stick your tongue at the top of the roof of your mouth...
It warms your mouth.
Oh, really?
Nasifies.
Now, with ice cream, what... I think a lot of people think of it like a hot summer day. Like, back in the day. But now it's like... The Americans we eat whatever we want, whatever.
Yeah, you want it fast, you want it right now.
So, like, for you guys, what is your favorite or best time maybe to eat ice cream? Like, do you like having it at dessert? Do you like having, like, when you go to theme parks, hot summer day?
I'm a random week, time. Like,
watching movies.
Just get a craving for ice cream, I just go get it. Doesn't really have to be like, oh, I'm hot out, I want to cool down with a cool treat. I just like, I want ice cream.
You are hot, Tom Tom.
Mm. This guy.
You put some ice cream in your mouth and it melts right away. That's how hot you are, Timer 2 Stars.
Aww.
Timer 2 Hot Stars!
two handle stars. I lost my train of thought. Oh!
You just like eating ice cream.
I just want to eat it. Oh. Put it in my mouth. DQ Blizzard, all day, every day.
How about you?
Culver's, all day, every day.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a Culver's ice cream. How about you, Leviticus?
It's custard, but it's still so good.
What's your favorite time to eat ice cream?
late at night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me, when I was younger, me and my grandma, we would we both would stay up late and watch TV, and we would take trips to Sonic's, and we'd get ice cream there, like, late at night. That's so I awesome. Think that's my...
Sonic's has some really good stuff.
I like theme parks and zoos and stuff. It's my favorite. And then when I'm depressed, and I just go get a whole pint of Ben and Jerry's and just throw that down.
Watch The Notebook. I've been there.
She had Alzheimer's the whole time.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh. What? Well, I'll break it down for you.
Spoilers.
They were together a long time.
Wait a minute, it's a good movie, don't spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Right. I'll probably see it once, maybe.
Oh, spoilers, they hate each other the whole time. How they filmed that movie, no, just like in real life, you hear stories on Ryan Gosling and Rachel
McAdams.
They
really did hate each
other. They hated each other, but you couldn't tell because the movie, they're like so
in
love.
Amazing acting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they were like
bad. Not as good as Force Awakens.
No.
Gosh! Oh, I've watched it 3 times already.
We need some blue milk ice cream.
Since I bought it, and I just like, it's so good. Oh, that's a good idea. So, there's so many different ways.
Bantha cream.
To eat ice cream. You've got ice cream sundaes. You can eat it in a cone. You can eat an ice cream sandwich. You can eat an ice cream bar. You can get the little novelty treat things. You can get the crunch things we talked about.
A la
mode. You can get like a push-up. Pop. You could eat it a la mode with cake or pie. You can put it in your mouth.
Well, that's how you eat it.
I got a question.
Milkshakes.
Milkshakes.
Do you guys chew your ice cream?
I chew it.
I chew it.
Even like if it's just plain
ice
cream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like vanilla. I'll just mull it through my teeth.
No,
break
I
it
just
down.
Like,
whoosh
lick
it around.
And whoosh
let
it around.
Melt on your tongue.
Well, I lick it too, but it's like, you know,
from the outside, you walk in. That's any random point of this podcast.
Oh my gosh! So, what is your favorite way? What's your favorite way to eat ice cream? Like all the things I listed. For me, I love sundaes.
Yeah, sundae is perfect.
I'm a cone guy.
You're
like
a cone
guy?
Yeah, totally a cone guy. Because when you get to the bottom of the cone and all the ice cream sitting at the bottom, you're chew on it. And,
yeah. What kind of cones do you like? Like the sugar cones or the waffle cones?
Waffle cones.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like
That's
the good. Fresh, like, you go to a place that makes their own waffle cones.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so good. Yeah. And you're a sundae guy, you said, Tommy?
I like me a sundae. Banana split, specifically.
Yes.
If I have a good banana split.
Awesome. Mm. I like hot fudge,
mm-hmm.
whipped cream, peanuts, and a cherry.
Some magical
banana splits are pretty amazing.
Now, would we consider like a Wendy's Frosty like ice cream because it's more like soft serve?
Yeah, I would consider.
Oh, I love me a chocolate frosty from Wendy's.
So good,
magical.
Right?
I tried to make it at home, but it wasn't the same. Mr. Deeds.
I got you there.
So when you're making your sundae, what's your favorite topping? You said banana split, but like, what's your most favorite thing that you would... It wouldn't be a sundae if you didn't put it on there.
Ice cream.
ice cream. Just load up ice cream with ice cream sprinkles. Like, if we go to, like, Yogurt Mountain... I know technically it's not ice cream, but I love putting the cheesecake bites on there.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty
so
awesome.
Good.
I'm really picky. I usually don't put
400 green sprinkles only.
Nothing?
Nope.
No?
Just one...
Just flavored ice cream. Either regular vanilla or all, you know.
Well, you
have
to be careful.
That's a perfect segue. So, your favorite kind of ice cream,
just
like flavor?
On a waffle cone?
Yep.
How about you, Time of Two Stars? What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
A cheesecake flavor of some sort. So, like,
okay.
like a strawberry cheesecake, cookie cheesecake, something like that.
My kryptonite and favorite ice cream
is... Superman ice cream? I knew it.
No. Cherry Garcia from Ben and Jerry's. Oh, that stuff is so good.
Cheese Whip. What is it?
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip?
We went to Ben and... I went to Ben and Jerry's like a month ago. And New Belgium,
mm-hmm.
the brewing company, had a New Belgium beer ice cream there.
So like
it was
a float
New Belgium,
or was
it
beer flavored
no,
ice cream?
It was a New Belgium... They called it...
That'd be good. Like a
New
beer
Belgium
float.
Salted... Toffee ale ice cream, I think, or something like that. And it tasted like beer. It was pretty good.
Interesting.
Like beer.
Beer.
Freezing. Beer. We could skate on it. Melted in the summer.
You can win up. Beer.
What are some other good honorable mentions for ice cream, for flavored ice creams? Chocolate, obviously, right? Strawberry. What about the Neapolitan ice cream? You guys dig that?
Oh yeah, I like getting Neapolitan and I mix it all together.
No, I like to separate mine, eat them one at a time. So I go that's strawberry, vanilla,
boring,
chocolate,
boring,
chocolate.
I'll show you, not boring.
Later.
Do you guys like
Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, like the
Chunky Monkey.
I don't know if I had Chunky Monkey. There's a cheesecake one that's my favorite. I can't remember what it's called though.
Why do you think it's called Chunky Monkey?
Cheesequake, I want to say.
Because it's got chunks of banana and chocolate in it.
They killed little monkeys.
And nuts and stuff. The American Dream one.
It's going to say maybe they'd make it.
They had a late night snack one where they put like chocolate covered pretzels in it. Are you pretending to be a monkey eating your own poop?
No, he flung his feces. They call it.
I was saying chunky monkey. So
you
know,
sounded like
you
Diddy
know
Kong,
monkeys sling their poop.
Yeah,
so it's like you know, poops the topping. Chunky monkey. No. That makes perfect sense
it
to
makes,
me.
It makes pretty good sense.
It's a monkey's chunky.
And then for extra flavor,
they
banana.
Put peanuts and bananas.
So what about novelty ice creams? Like, what's your favorite kind of novelty? Do you guys like the novelty bars?
You know what I used to love as a kid? Going to DQ and getting a Dilly Bar.
Dilly bars are great, yeah.
I love drumsticks.
Drumsticks are good.
The ones that have the chocolate in the bottom of the cone.
Oh, yes. Yep. Choco dipped. Yeah. I love, more than anything else, if it's not traditional ice cream, those cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Those are
the
pretty
cookie specific ones.
How about Good Humor bars? Have you had the strawberry cheesecake Good Humor bar?
I haven't.
I don't know what that is.
What about?
Humor me. What is that?
It's like vanilla ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And then it has the outside of it. It's covered in like.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
And like soft strawberry cheesecake stuff.
Is that usually on a pop?
Tell me more.
Yep, and it usually comes from an ice cream man.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
So, what was your favorite ice cream novelty to get from an ice cream truck when you were a kid?
Oh, like the...
You guys have ice cream
trucks? Oh, Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, the Ninja Turtle.
The Ninja
good.
Turtle ice cream.
They didn't have SpongeBob.
That was the best.
Kid. What was...
Would you eat the ice first? I would.
I
would,
yeah.
Ninja Turtles, Spider-Man, they had.
They had
Power
Batman.
Rangers for a little while.
They had Batman.
Batman, too.
I tried to bite it, but it was gone when I looked back.
My favorite was the WWF ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah,
and you get it. And it would be on a stick, and then you have the two cookies, but then one would have a wrestler on it.
Yeah,
so me and my brother would always open it and always hope. And you would always get somebody lame like George Animal Steel or like Honky Tonk Man. When you really wanted like Ultimate Warrior
Jake the Snake.
Or Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Buddy, number. Got him. Those are my favorite.
This ice cream sandwich is coming in right in your mouth, brother.
Why is my ice cream sandwich 19-inch python shaped?
My favorite novelty to mention ice cream is the Mickey
Mouse. Those are good.
Mickey
too.
Mouse bars at Disney World. Those are pretty amazing.
Moodle, stop
even
hitting my ears. I'm not ice cream. I need help. Oh boy.
Even the ice cream Mickey ice cream sandwiches are good too.
I love those like pictures on the internet where you see people get like the fail ice creams where it's like, oh, this is what it's supposed to look like, and mine looks like the Picasso version with eyes falling down into his mouth, and his ears dilapidated,
crooked eyes, and you know, the SpongeBob ones are the ones you see all crooked like that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What's your favorite place to get ice cream? So. If you had to pick like your favorite ice cream place.
Why, we actually have the number one rated ice cream place, Zagat's, or Travel...
TripAdvisor.
Number one rated ice cream place right here in Punta Gorda.
We do, it's...
Harbor Walk,
yes. I haven't had ice cream there.
It's really good.
But I have had their...
They do also
snow cones.
A nice selection of
the Hawaiian
like sodas
snow
and
cones.
Stuff. Like you can get butter beer and pumpkin juice, all that fun stuff.
So we don't have it here, but back home we do. And it's a store called Rite Aid.
Yes.
And
yeah,
they
Rite
have Rite Aid ice cream in there.
Oh, really?
And that was our favorite place to go for ice cream.
Wasn't it like a Walgreens or something like that?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Walgreens. Okay. Kind of.
Yeah. We don't even really have Walgreens anymore. Let me pick a more. CVS. Everybody probably knows what that is.
I hate CVS. Every time I go in there, I'm just like, why did I come here? I hate this place.
Well, it does seem so odd. Did you know that they're actually anti-Hispanics?
Did you know that they are one of the few stores that actually are against selling cigarettes.
Really?
They completely...
I lied, by the way. I don't think they're anti-Hispanic.
Oh, I think they are. Totally think they are.
CVS is a great company.
Every time I go in there, they try to get me to mow the lawn.
That's where I get all my pharmacy stuff from, CVS.
La Donde Eres. Do you know where you are? CVS?
Mexico?
CVS?
I'm in there with my daughter. Yeah, can you just trim these trees?
No.
I'm just here to buy something.
I need diapers.
But really, can you... I see you have a hat on. Can you just go cut these trees?
El Trimo, the trees. Oh.
No, I don't.
I speak regular English. I'm here with my daughter. I don't want to mow the trees.
You're just going to talk like Consuela. No.
Misa, go get diaper.
So back on topic.
Me clean your sheets.
Ice cream.
Harbor Walk does have pretty good ice cream.
You like ice cream.
Dairy Queens are great.
Oh, I love Blizzards. Like, if I'm in a mood for Blizzard, a Cheesequake, boom, good to go.
And there are lots of great mom and pop type places to get ice cream.
Look about Mexican
when I was a kid in Michigan.
Oh, like fried ice cream?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Fried ice cream is so good.
It is the best.
Growing up in Michigan, we ate.
Muy bueno.
We lived by places that had farms and stuff, and this place called Armada. And they had this place. It's a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
You literally go to the dairy farm.
You milk your own cow.
And they have fresh-made ice cream that they made from those cows there. So
that's
you're
pretty cool.
Eating this ice cream.
From the cow.
Yeah, and you could smell, see the cows that
some
came
some kind
from,
of like Willy Wonka-esque
like the
cows where they freeze
your teeth. No. Have you seen the commercial
come
for...
with me. And you see the world of...
Imagination. Okay. Have you seen the commercial? It's for the stool that you get to crouch when you're going
milking cows. Yeah, the stool. Milking stool.
No.
Oh,
no,
you're going potty.
Squatty potty.
Squatty
so
potty.
It's the unicorn
pooping.
That's what I picture. That's how they make it.
That's how they make
but
ice cream.
If there is no ice cream better. It just tastes so fresh and amazing.
Fresh.
And
I would say that my favorite next
place.
Favorite. Thing. I wherever I go, if they have fried ice cream, I have to get it.
It is really good.
Fried
it's amazing. Especially back home in
but
Cali.
But then you've got places who don't do the real fried ice cream and they'll just like cover it in crumbs. Or
yeah, it's like, it's fried. See,
that's,
it's fried. Crumbs, fried.
See, obviously.
No, it's fried.
They're Italian.
You take,
see,
fried,
that's why they didn't do it right.
Fried. It's, you take.
Bippity-boppity.
Bippity-boppity.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
So, I think
it's
we can answer
Dutch,
that
half
question.
Italian, man.
So, food is important to me, right?
Yeah,
and I think everybody has
geeks,
kind of gotten that from listening to this podcast. And so I really always like to talk about why
memories.
A certain food is important or what it means to us. So
food
what are some
memories.
Ice cream memories or stories that you guys have that really kind of reach out and you think of and really kind of... You know, while you're eating ice cream, if you like eat a certain kind of ice cream, it just takes you back.
I know we
kind of
touched on it, but back in the day, when you were playing outside as a kid with your friends, and you hear that ice cream truck noise, it always makes you feel like a kid again.
Best thing in the world.
Like, you don't see that anymore.
Oh my
gosh,
it's the ice cream! Mom, can I have somebody's ice cream?
And you're just running 20 blocks to try and catch flag down the ice cream man.
And then your mom says, no.
No, you are going to ruin your dinner. Eat this dirt.
What?
Fine, I'm running away in the circus.
Put all your toys in a backpack and go run away.
My mom would be like,
back
we can get ice cream, but we got to put it in the freezer and save it for later. So she'd like let us buy the ice cream. And the mother should have the guy keep it in the package, and then we have to go in and put it in the freezer and
that's
save it.
That's horrible. That's worse than saying no.
It's like an ice cream prison.
Yeah, seriously. Now I know why I ran to the circus.
They have the super long lines at the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get the Mexican candy, too.
Yeah. Chiclets.
We had a place...
Lucas.
We had a place down the road from our house called Sunset Country, and we would go there probably in the summertime. We'd take a trip there, the family, at least once a week, and they had a drive through. So we'd go through the drive through, and then they had a little picnicky area where you could go, and so we'd get ice cream and milkshakes and stuff through the drive through and sit and do that. Or so that's always kind of a pretty good memory. And then more recent memories is when Victoria was little and we'd go to Disney World, and every time we would go, we had season passes for a while, and every time we would go, we'd make it a point to get nice Mickey ice cream bars, and we'd sit on a bench and eat Mickey ice cream bars. So that's probably takes trump of my favorite ice cream memories now. But
mine's probably going getting Rite Aid ice cream. It would be late at night, we'd like be done with church or something, and we would go. And my mom would be like, hey, let's go get some ice cream. So we go, and just sitting there looking at all the flavors, trying to pick out, you know, what we want. Do we want vanilla or strawberry? That whole experience was cool.
Did it come in a tub, or was it like novelty, like bars?
They put it
in.
No. It came out of a tub.
They scooped it for you?
Or
you bought it?
Scooped. Nope, they scooped.
Oh, they scooped it out, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing like going to an ice cream parlor and just have like fresh scooped. It's better than I think just getting
sweet
a,
scoops
getting a
great
pint.
We actually know a person who owns an ice cream place locally.
Yeah, I think it's better than Sweet Scoops too.
Whoa.
I love James and Abby Ann's, but I really like me some sweet
homemade
scoops.
Ice cream.
The only thing I like is the drive thru really about
good.
It.
Yeah. I don't need years. So many years.
Ice cream is great, man, in all its different forms and varieties. And
take
I'm
that
sure
milk and freeze it. We will eat it.
Is there a song?
Nope.
You scream with ice. We all scream. Ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. There we go.
That was awkward.
Sorry.
You, I, me, ice cream. Mouth. Put it in. Eat now. Ice cream.
We should make a horror movie out of that.
That makes me think of the episode of The Office where Andy's trying to think of the Kit Kat jingle, and he can't remember the kicker's like, give me a break. And he's like, give me a break, piece of that. And he can't remember, so Jim's like, don't tell him. So he's just trying to figure out what it is. Football cream.
That's funny.
Too bad. If we forgot your favorite kind of ice cream, or if you have a...
Or if you like flavors like Rocky Road or...
Oh, yeah, right.
All those stuff like
that.
Is that
a payday?
Rocky Road, Mackinac Island Fudge,
Cheech and Chong
ice, Superman ice cream, Blue Moon ice cream, Cookies and Cream ice cream.
I want like an adult ice cream float. So do you like a real beer instead of a root beer?
Somebody shared something on my Facebook page today of ice cream put in beer.
Did they know?
I didn't watch it yet, but we'll have to pull that up after.
Get like a some sort of like a milk stout or something.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
that's so good.
The sensual quiver in your voice. You're like, oh yeah.
What do you think Batman's favorite ice cream is?
Justice. with a dark cherry on it.
That was awesome. That was great.
So, if your favorite
way,
ice cream is Justice...
I don't think we have that flavor. Do it, Muffin. Okay. So, sprinkle some Rachel on there. Where's Rachel? She knows where to get it. We used to go and get Justice ice cream together every Tuesday. I know where to get the best ice cream bands. I've got a lot of chocolate ice cream waiting for you right here.
In my pants.
Apparently, poop his pants. Jeez. Joke's on you.
I can see Joker freezing his poop and pretending it's chocolate ice cream and giving it to Batman.
That would be awesome. That would be so demented. I heard it was your birthday, so I got you some ice cream.
And then Riddler makes a riddle out of it.
Riddle me this.
So, if we didn't name your favorite ice cream, or if you have a favorite ice cream place, please share it with us. Tell us your favorite stories, too. You can go to Deep Fried Geeks on our Facebook page. You can do @DeepFriedGeeks on Twitter. Instagram, you'd have to comment on one of our photos. But you could, and then I always have an email. You can email me stories too. And heck, if I get a really good ice cream memory, we'll share it on the next podcast.
Yeah.
So, that is mattman.blog@gmail.com. You can send that to too. Hey, Tommy, guess what?
What's up, buddy?
Geek news!
It's the geek news channel. Let's hit me with that fresh geek news right off the presses.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, I just want to eat some ice cream now. So, we are sorry for any spoilers for anybody. We're going to talk a little bit about Walking Dead. Tommy Two Stars is looking at me right now. He has not seen the season finale of Walking Dead, so we're not going to go too crazy or explain stuff. But so I just thought this was worth mentioning. Social media and the internet kind of blew up on Sunday.
See why.
It was season 6 finale of The Walking Dead. Spoilers again, but so if you haven't seen it yet. But basically what happens is all season long, they've been building up to somebody dying.
I know. Negan comes in.
If you fill out the comic books, in the comic books, Negan comes in and he kills Glenn. That's what happens in the comic books.
Yeah.
So all season, they've been leading up to Negan and this pivotal scene where he's going to kill somebody because they don't always follow deaths. No. So they basically have everybody kneeling, and what they do is they kill somebody, but you don't see who they
kill.
You
just see it from first person, right?
You see it through first person. And people freaked out. There's a petition online wanting to fire the show writer. There's people who are super angry about it, saying they're never going to watch again, and they hate the fact that they did the cliffhanger like that.
You know what?
And stuff.
Out of all the cliffhangers, this is the one that
they did their job.
Right.
Yeah.
They did their job.
They did do their job.
That just proved it right there.
Yeah, because you know what? Everybody's going to be tuning in, even if they say they're not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I agree. 6 months is a really long time to wait.
Yeah.
Oh. It's October. Yeah. It's a long time.
Do you know how many times I've been pissed off at the show, but I still love the heck out of it?
Yeah. Do you think this was the biggest cliffhanger they've done yet? To me, this seems like it would have been a better mid-season finale.
Because they've obviously... Someone is beat to death. And you don't, if you haven't read the comics, and again, they don't always go by the comics, you don't know who that is.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting episode.
It was a good episode.
It was an amazing episode for Rick and that actor, I forget his name.
Andrew Lincoln.
His
whole performance through that whole thing was amazing.
But he goes through all these different emotions. Like, he starts off super confident.
Yeah.
Like, we can do anything, we can do this, blah, blah, blah. We'll bring it to them. And by the end of the episode, he's on his knees and he looks horrified.
I thought he was gonna go crazy, Rick. But no.
Like someone's throat.
But no.
He's just like looking down and he's shaking.
He's really broken. Wow.
Because there's nothing he can do.
Yeah, this is going to send him over the edge, though.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go back to...
I think they've kind of needed that, though, because they haven't really had that one...
Mysterious ringing phone.
That, that one antagonist who's really, like, broken Rick down. He's always like, yeah, we'll fight.
But, I mean, no one's really... I mean, he did that to himself. That was What's-Her-Name dying, which I'm so glad she died. His wife.
Yeah.
Lori.
God, she was so annoying.
She was. I hated her.
It was super good. So if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's. I'm definitely gonna tune back in October.
Oh,
I think it would be cool if they did some kind of reveal midsummer or something, but they're not going to.
No.
Keep it safe.
Yeah. All the cast said that nobody knows who died, but now
I heard the guy who plays Abraham. He was so furious that he took his script and he threw it across the room.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories like that. That he threw his script across the room. Maggie, the lady who plays her, said she was sick to her stomach.
Yeah.
Andrew Link, Norman Reedus said he couldn't talk for like 3 hours after watching a rough cut of it. But so that I think that's a lot of problems.
It's a very, if you really think about it, you sit down, It's a very dark scene.
Why is Thomas yeah. Wayne beating very, up all these people? It is very, very dark. What's happened to Thomas and Wayne?
Just that whole part with Maggie and Rick, those two people in general, their facial expressions, and Glenn, those three in particular.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That whole scene was just like, it was scary.
It was intense, yeah.
It was very intense.
I love Negan so far, too.
I do, too. I do, yeah. too, but my favorite character is still Rick. I love Rick. I think he's the... I love his character.
Rick is great. You the think they kill diggity? Rick?
No.
The show's been revolving around him.
Yeah. Rick still...
I don't think they can replace him yet.
Rick still lives for a while.
Yeah.
I know... You know Carl does too.
I want it to be Daryl.
One-eyed Carl.
I know that's controversial because everybody loves Daryl, I think Daryl's character is done. I think his development as a character and who he is, I just think it's capped out.
I kind of want them to go based off the comics and kill Glenn. I'm tired of Glenn. I like him.
Survivor.
And but I like Daryl too.
In order for Maggie to have more character development,
yeah. I really want Morgan to freaking die. But was that crazy?
Where he killed some... Oh,
what?
Yeah, sorry.
Someone died, yeah. Right.
Was that crazy?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it was good.
So...
Good episode.
Really quick. We're going to keep on going, but... His whole... Okay, so the whole time, he's willing to kill someone. Did you notice that? Yeah. That it's not that he is choosing to not kill at all.
Yeah.
If it comes to...
He will kill if he has to.
Yeah.
But he just chooses not to.
Right. I love
that. It was good. That was good. The whole thing with Carol. And yeah, it was a good episode overall.
It was. Sorry.
No, you're good. That's it for Walking Dead. Sure. Tell us what you think. If you think something different or if you hated it or whatever. Marvel... I love that Marvel owns Star Wars now because... They're doing so much cool stuff, and I'm sorry, the Disney owns Marvel now.
Marvel has rights to the comics.
Because now with Marvel being in with Disney, you get all these cool different comics and stuff. So, like the Haunted Mansion comic book came out that I read last week.
Was it pretty good? I looked into it.
I've got it. You can borrow it. They got a Haunted Mansion book. They're coming out with Pirates of the Caribbean book.
You know what I want to see? Kingdom Hearts comic.
I'll be
all over that, son.
That would be pretty sweet. And then now they're releasing all these Star Wars comics. So they did a Lando book. They had a Leia book. They got a Darth Vader book. They did a Han Solo book. Recently now, the first issue came out today.
Yeah.
Is Poe Dameron. So they're doing a Poe Dameron book.
The Ace Fighter of the Resistance.
So I went out today.
Each Cheetos with his chopsticks.
And I bought it. I have not read it yet. But basically what it is the premise of it is General Leia gives him a mission. And the mission is
finding the episode 7?
Yeah, episode 7.
So it's like up to getting to that point.
Yeah. I want to read that then.
So go check that out at your local comic book store. A lot of good new issues came out this week. Black Panther came out too. Black Panther number 1.
Old Man Logan number 4.
Number 4 came out this week.
Fights Old Man Cap. Spoiler.
Yes, I'm excited to read that. I'm probably going to read that tonight before I go to bed. So a lot of good new comics. Get to your local brick and mortar shop. Check those out. Did you guys see the video of Benedict Cumberbatch? He's in New York filming for Doctor Strange. And they released a video on social media of him going into a comic book store dressed in full Doctor Strange gear and interacting with people and the shop owners and buying Doctor Strange
comics. I saw the photo, but I didn't see the video.
Yeah.
You want to buy this comic about penguins?
Penguins. I just thought that was super cool that he did that. Yeah. Obviously, Marvel probably set that up for more publicity for the movie and stuff. Yeah. But it was still pretty sweet. Along with the Doctor Strange news, Monday, April 11th, Jimmy Kimmel Live is going to be doing a whole episode on Civil War. And so they're going to have all Team Cap there. And Team Cap is going to be talking about a Civil War movie, and they're going to do Marvel-centric episode. And then it's a two-parter. Mm. Going into Tuesday, April 12th, then, they're going to be having Phil Coulson on, mm-hmm. who I always forget his actor's name. Phil Coulson and Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be on. And Benedict is going to release the Doctor Strange trailer.
Oh, nice.
So, Tuesday, April 12th, we get our first view of Doctor Strange.
Sorcerer Supremo.
Of the Sorcerer Supreme. And they've been, if you've been paying attention, they've had a lot of photos come out and stuff like that of him. And
saw a gif of him dancing in the suit.
Yes. Super excited. He looks at all the pictures, he looks like the Sorcerer Supreme. It's pretty amazing. So put that in your calendar, April 12th, Jimmy Kimmel Live, or you can just wait until the 13th the next morning and see it all over YouTube. Rumors. Have you got, other geek, in other geek news, they released that Sony had bought a domain name for the new Spider-Man movie. And 2 days ago. And the domain name was Spider-Man Homecoming Movie.com. And so people were freaking out, thinking that was the name of the movie and everything else. And then today, Sony went and bought three more domain names. So it seems like Sony's playing a little bit of games. Buying domain names, they don't want us to know what the title of the movie is. So it was Spider-Man Homecoming.movie.com. And the other ones, we'll just read the title, are Spider-Man Coming of Age, Spider-Man Greatness Awaits, or Spider-Man Suspended.
Now, okay, what if they are just pretty much laying out what they have planned? Instead of it them making it a guessing game.
They're just four pieces to
like
one puzzle.
Those are all four movies? Like four different movies?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the thought, like they're planning ahead and planning.
Which that's a real big plan ahead, but
that's interesting. That's an interesting thought for sure, because those kind of all go in together.
They're
I guess,
so vague, though. That's what I don't like about them is that they're just like
they are kind of vague. Yeah,
coming of age.
Would you rather say like Spider-Man,
the blah blah blah? So like the Wrath of blah blah blah, or the Rise of blah blah blah,
Black
or
Suit blah blah.
Secret War, Civil War, blah, blah, blah. Spider-Man gets a coffee.
Spider-Man.
So what people were freaking out about is Spider-Man Homecoming was a name of a comic recently, of right after Secret Wars.
Yeah.
And it was a comic after Secret Wars, and that's the one where he gets the black suit.
Yeah.
Is the one right after that.
Because that's where he gets a black suit from Secret Wars.
Yeah. So people were freaking out that that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be about the symbiote. Which makes sense, because he gets the symbiote early when he becomes Spider-Man. Because he's still a teen and young, and he gets it and everything else, and before him and Mary Jane hook up.
Venom. Venom is awesome.
Yeah, and they announced that they're going to have the spin-off Venom movie, so you would think that they're going to have to go that route.
Maybe.
Super exciting. We have four potential titles, or Lee Leviticus' idea, four titles. That's a pretty neat thought for the sequels.
Interesting.
Keep an eye on that. I would think they're going to give us an actual answer.
These are your smarty pants?
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of
Civil War,
they give us two end credit scenes. One is to get us excited for the next Marvel movie.
Or no, that's not the next one. What is the next one?
Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yeah. The next one would get us excited for the new Marvel movie, and then the other one would be to tell us about Spider-Man. So you could see Spider-Man in Sony's Spider-Man blah, blah. I think they could totally go that direction.
That's what's going to happen, is they like kind of tease him in.
That's what the idea is he's going to be in this, and then Sony takes it and does their own movie, with Marvel kind of producing and helping
still
them write the script.
Still tying them in.
That'd be
a great idea. I think it's
super
smart.
Good idea. Yeah, I agree. Guess what else happened this week, guys?
What else?
Force Awakens came out on DVD yesterday.
Oh my god.
Came out on Blu-ray. Like I said, I've watched it a lot already. Super amazing. All the different stores have different Target and Walmart and everybody has Best Buy have all different special feature DVDs and stuff out. So if you want to get collector crazy, you could go and buy all of them.
Interesting.
I bought mine from Walmart. I didn't buy the special Walmart edition, though. I just bought the regular Blu-ray.
What's in the special Walmart edition?
It's like a special disc. You get some special disc and some footage that isn't on the other disc.
A disc. A disc at a basket.
Disc special.
Just throw it in
the didn't like the cover of it. That's why I didn't get
it. Which one was that one?
It was. It had BB-8 on it. And I just didn't. The one I got just says Star Wars. And a Force Awakens, and it's got all the pictures.
Yeah,
in
I did. I thought that was a cool cover too. Yeah. And when I saw it,
well, I was super excited. Go buy that. I have not watched.
Put it in your Blu-ray.
I have not watched the deleted scenes yet, but I'm going to be doing that really soon too. So that's pretty exciting. Do you guys have any geek news you think I missed? Which there's got to be more stuff, I'm sure, but that's pretty much all I got.
Civil War is here soon, right?
Next month,
May 13th. Yeah, Jungle Book. Jungle Book comes out next week.
That looks like a cool movie. I want
to
see it.
Yep. Larry asked me to go take her to it, so I'm going to take Larry to go see it. Yes, Bill Murray is in it.
Bill Murray, Christopher Walken
is in it. Idris Elba's in it. Scarlett Johansson's in it.
Yep, she's Ka.
Those animals are so beautiful, but did you know they're all CGI?
You're crazy. I saw this.
The only person who acted in that whole movie is that little boy.
It's almost like Life of Pi, where it's like the CGI the tiger.
Movie.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
The twist at the end was so was so disturbing.
It was kind
of
weird.
When they were so spoilers, they didn't see Life of Pi. But basically at the end, they're like, oh, he just like hallucinated all that. And so really, all of that stuff happened. He just pretended it was animals to make it better.
I didn't get that from the end. I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, that's kind of what they said. Is like he said it was all animals, but it was really all of the survivors of the boat.
Oh yeah, that's right. He personified them as
personified them as animals.
That's right.
And so like when they're showing like the tiger eating the other animals and stuff,
it was a human.
It's
eating
a human eating other humans and stuff like that. Yeah. And that kind of ruined the whole movie. I was like, oh well, that took a dark turn. Yeah,
kids watch this?
Yeah, right?
Disturbing. Anyway, so I thought there was a cool little thing I saw where it showed, like, the actors, the voice actors of the animals with the pictures of the CGI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really cool.
I'll have to look that up.
So it shows, like, Idris Elba petting, like, Shere Khan and
Scarlett
Johansson with a giant anaconda.
Is it, like, movie posters?
I don't know if they're posters. I think they're just, like, stills.
Yeah.
Just production stills of some... What?
Nothing.
Someone's anaconda don't want none.
It looks amazing. I can't wait for that movie to come out. It looks super good. I'm excited.
Wasn't
about
there a new Civil War trailer coming out?
No, they had the final trailer already.
Mm. Okay, I thought I heard something about they just released something.
Maybe.
Maybe it wasn't Civil War. Maybe it was something else.
So, great time to be a geek, though, guys.
Darn right it is.
Thanks for joining us today. Talking about all our cool movie stuff and funness.
And ice cream.
Yum, 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 yum. Check us out. Listen to our past episodes. If you haven't listened to our Batman Superman review yet, put that in your ears. See what we thought about that controversial, crazy movie. Madman loved it. Yes. All right, everybody. Keep calm and geek on.
Frozen finger.